Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, keen vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by faith, I am uplifted by prayer, and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear.
Somewhere we gotta check out.
I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, born up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
They call that the intro. But we'll get it fixed. It's interesting what you find when you haven't been around for a while. But thank God. Welcome, community of faith, to Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you with us tonight. It's going to be a good adventure. And make a real quick post here. If any of you are with us, hang on just a second. We are live now. Then I'm going to say, it's the right time. Call in. There you go. All right, tonight we got Brother Dan on with us. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had myself cut off there.
It's all right. That mute button works pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Think about how many times when we were kids with a phone with a long cord, we wished we had a mute button. Then I could say what I really wanted to say to this person that's on the phone with me. wait, I was always holy and righteous. That never happened to me. I heard somebody else tell that story. So welcome, Brother Dan. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
And thank you, sir.
And all
this isn't an interview. And COF. This is not an interview of Dan tonight, but he's the first one that showed up, so gives me a little more conversation to have since Mr. Leanne is driving and she can't conversate with us.
I can talk and drive.
She said, I can talk and drive at the same time and chew gum.
And chew gum, yes.
Yes, and chew gum.
I'm a multitasker.
And preach at me. And point her finger and roll her eyes, too. Well, happy Thanksgiving, COF. We're glad to have you guys with us. Now, if you're listening, if you found a way to listen without me seeing you being on, I encourage you to dial in to 563-999-3487. Now, was that the same number you dialed in with last night, Dan, or did you use the same one, or this morning? Did you use the same one?
I used whichever one came up there. It was 527.
Oh, it just popped up on a notification.
Yeah.
All right.
Five six three nine nine three four eight seven this morning. That was
okay. That's a different number than what it used to be, but that just means since we were on here last time they made some updates and changes. And that's all right. I like the changes because if I can divide my time up between the morning program and the evening program, then on situations like today when we're rolling down the road and video doesn't work, then this would always work. And it makes it a whole lot. My handsome, smiling face, we can still study the Word of God together. From other people. That's one of the stuff buses. You don't get to see everybody else's comments, but it'll be all right. Let me try this, see what this does. You know, as we continually move forward, we're gonna continually be seeing new ways to communicate, new platforms and things. And as we do, God will give us the wisdom of how to make it all happen. And you know, whatever that is not opening up, and I can't take up my bandwidth to do that. So, all right. Well, are you watching can you see the messenger thread at all, Dan?
Yes, I can.
Is anybody saying anything in there?
Phil Raymond's giving us some hearts. Thumbs up.
I like hearts. Thumbs up and hearts. I like that. Yeah. Who'd ever thought that I would spend my life seeing if I had any hearts or thumbs up? It's a whole new day we're living in. And glory be to God for this new day. Glory be to God for this new day. You know, after we went off the air this morning, I just was thinking more about that peace word. And, you know, the more you look at it, the more you realize that is the one force that everybody is seeking for all over the whole world.
Yeah.
People are searching for peace. Because some of them have money, and that didn't do them any good. Some of them have fame. That didn't do them any good. Some of them have people all around them. That didn't do them any good. Some of them have success. That doesn't, because you can have a successful business making millions of dollars, and if you don't have peace in your soul, you'll just spend your days seeking that peace. You know? And when it's just easy, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Just receive it. Just like that. And, you know, so that's what tonight's going to all be about. Well, I always like to find out what people had for supper, Dan, but guess what?
Pretty hard now, isn't it?
It's just you and me. What'd you have for supper, Dan?
Well, I found this little place to eat over here, and they made pizza, and I had some pizza, and it was very good. We're taking a share with everybody. Very good.
Yeah. Well, we had Taco Bell. I'm not sure if that was breakfast, lunch, or supper. And, you know, anybody that might be listening to us, every now and then you'll see Dan say, I had a hot dog at 3 o'clock, you know. But this morning we were at the Loves in Fargo at 5 o'clock this morning. And there was a guy standing in there at the Loves getting himself two hot dogs at 5 a.m. And I thought about you. I'm like, well, there you go. Had a hot dog at 5 a.m. Now, let me see. I'm going to ask. Can you hear us talking? See if we can start solving this. Pretty soon, I'm just going to start dialing them on their phone. Like, answer the phone. Yeah, what did it? Where did it say this call was coming in from, Dan?
It just gave an off number. I actually thought maybe you were the mechanic.
Is that right? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Are you still? Are you going to be able to get home?
I should be sometime.
Yeah. Yeah,
Thursday.
You got load
on? Yeah.
Wow. All right, we got to remember we're talking to the whole world.
Yeah.
Just remind me. That's personal information, Pastor.
That's all right. We're working, people.
Whoops. You know, what's cool about our ability to communicate, can you imagine how much? I mean, there's men of God that dreamed of this day, of being able to broadcast like this. Can you imagine Dr. Summerall and Oral Roberts, the original ones that were broadcasting on TV back in the 60s? Can you imagine what they paid to be on TV back then?
Ooh.
I mean,
yeah.
That had to be a serious amount of money that they were paying. You know, like Dr. Roberts, he was on, I don't know, one of the alphabet soup, you know, channels way back in the 60s. His first crusade he ever broadcast might have been in the 50s. And, hang on, let me say this. The program is live on Blog Talk Radio. instructions above. You're going to be like, instructions above? What does that mean? what's that? Oh, that's Leanne. She's dinging. See, she can drive, chew gum, talk to me, ding, her phone ding all at the same time. Well, no, it's not very long. That's St. Helm. I hope that's St. Helm. That's St. Helm. All right. Don't mind us. We're just talking. It's a cool part about live. You know, that was a lot of, that was really cool. Like you said earlier today, Dan, that was really cool sitting in that truck stop like that. And I truly believe, just like Jesus, as he walked down the streets, that people would just walk in, walk by, and say, what do you guys got going? And we would see miracles, signs, and wonders happening in people's lives. And there was a couple of people that walked by, but not many because it was so late, and it looked like they closed right away. People were... There wasn't many people. There was, I think there was three doors on that one side of the truck part, so I wasn't sitting in the most active entrance door like I thought I was. It was a cool thing sitting there. And what's interesting about this is the servers, they didn't have a problem with us being in there. We weren't trying to be right out in the center of everybody bringing attention to ourselves. Hey, somebody's with us. Hang on. Let's go see who it is.
Please,
good evening, caller. You're live with us. Where are you? Who is this? Good evening, caller from the 225 area code.
Okay, it's me, Phyllis. How are you doing, Sam?
It's Phyllis.
Can you hear me?
With
us. Hi, Phyllis.
So you can hear me, right?
Oh, we can hear you. Preach to us.
Oh, okay. I wanted to tell you my favorite song. The first song I can ever remember singing as a little girl. I was about 3 years old. And it's Into My Heart, Into My Heart, Come Into My Heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And that goes along really, really good with my very favorite scripture, John 17, where we're supposed to have Jesus and God by way of the Holy Spirit come into our heart. And so it has kept me going for 80 years. Is that good enough?
Well,
preaching?
Come on, Phyllis. Hey, Raymond, that's awesome.
Sam,
awesome.
I like this. They can sing.
Yes, everybody gets to sing.
Yeah. Good to hear your voice, Phyllis. I like the
comment. Okay,
I
am
like
I supposed to put
like
this on mute?
Well,
no,
not
no.
yet. We're still talking to you.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
ahead,
it
Dan,
seems
say,
to work.
Go
well,
ahead, Dan, say
saying,
that again.
Phyllis, it's just good to hear your voice, and I love the Southern accent. It's just very heartwarming, and thanks for singing that. It is a good song. Appreciate that. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
This is awesome. Somehow, Phyllis, we got to get the rest of the clan in here. You might have to go get
good.
You might have to get on your Grandma Phyllis apron and go back into the family thread and say, all y'all show up at church now.
Well.
She goes, well. Wait, all of us know you have one of those voices that says, "All y'all listen to me right now." And everybody in the whole house turns and pays attention, like, do not make the grandmother use the voice.
Well, I very seldom use that voice. I mean, I don't get to see my grandchildren are scattered all over the world, from Hawaii and Germany to Illinois, Florida, Washington State, California, all over. I have to be very careful. I don't offend anybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You do have to be careful, but you won't offend Dan or I, either one of us.
All right, but I can manage to send a telephone number to a few hundred people and make sure that they listen in on important things.
That's awesome. You're such.
That's
you're
just
such
a little encouragement,
wonderful...
right?
Yes. Say it again.
Just a little encouragement.
That's all it is. That's all we ever want to be, is encouragement. Be a blessing to people. I heard, I don't know who it was. I was studying somebody. It was Dr. Summerall I was studying this last week. And he quoted Billy Graham. I don't know if you ever heard that quote about Billy Graham. A reporter said, "Billy Graham, do you feel like it's something to this effect, do you feel like it's your responsibility to judge the whole world?" And Billy Graham said, "Well, no, it's not my responsibility to judge the world, anybody." He said, "I'm just to speak the word. Jesus is to save the world. The Holy Spirit is the judge. My God the Father," something like that. And he said, "My place is just to love these people and speak the word and encourage them to find it." And I thought, man, what a very simple, very powerful statement to help us all come to the understanding of who God is and how God is. And you know, how many times in our lives have we heard a preacher get up and preach hellfire and brimstone? Nobody enjoyed it. You know, sometimes it's important, but mostly what we needed was somebody to just teach us the good word of God and encourage us that God is our Father and causing us to stand, and hallelujah. So now we got Brother Dan and Sister Phyllis on tonight, and Sister Leanne has managed to get us all the way to West Branch, Michigan. We are pulling in the city right now. It feels good to have this leg of the journey finished. So, Phyllis, how's things at home? Did it stop raining?
Are you asking me if it stopped raining?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a temporary lapse. That doesn't mean it stopped. It's going to rain again tomorrow.
Really? I keep praying for that.
But you're welcome.
Hop right over.
Yeah, you're welcome to it. I'll pray again tonight that it gets up your way.
If it'll just skip you guys, hop right over you and go right up across Texas and Nebraska and South Dakota and hit us, it'd just be wonderful. All of our reservoirs are, I'm not going to make that statement. All of our reservoirs are filling right up with water. There.
Good. The water that we have extra, you can finish filling them up.
Well, it's so good to have you on with us, Phyllis. And I agree with you, Dan. It is really good to hear people's voices. It's really good. And Phyllis, if you click the one button on your phone,
yeah,
that raises a hand by your name on my computer and lets me know you have something to say.
All right.
Not that you have to, or even if you want to just sing another song to us, well, we'll be glad to receive that too. But then you can just put your phone on mute, and then nobody hears what's going on in the background.
Okay. Yeah, because I have this dog here, and my son-in-law has a television on in the other room.
Yeah, what you got for a dog? I didn't know you had a dog.
Oh, yeah, she keeps my feet warm every night.
Now, that's a good dog right there.
Yeah, it took a while, though, for me to teach her that she's supposed to be at the foot of the bed.
She's trying to lay on the pillow next to you, is she?
Well, she does during the day. Whenever I'm not in the bed, that's her favorite place, on the pillow.
Is that right?
Well, I have a hospital bed where the head of the bed is elevated, and the foot of the bed is elevated, too. So, I mean, yeah, she likes to be on the pillow, high up, like on her throne or whatever you want to call it.
What kind of a dog is it?
Well, it's a long-haired dachshund. Her mother was a chihuahua. But she's not a teeny tiny dog at all.
A long-haired dachshund.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
Well, she looks just like a normal, she's a normal dog. Very normal.
That's good. And a wonderful pet to you.
Spoiled
and
rotten.
A great companion. Spoiled rotten. It's all right. It's all right. God did us to be a friend, and everybody that has them, they are a wonderful companion. And it's like the one man said, if we could just attain the level of goodness and grace that our dog thinks we are at. Because they're always wagging their tail and happy to see you.
Oh, yeah. When I come in the door, she starts bouncing off the walls and everything like as if I was gone for a year.
Well, that's how we are every time we see you, Phyllis.
Okay, you're going to give us a good sermon tonight?
Yes, I am. I know I'm talking here, but I just am giving a few more people a little time to figure out what's going on and get connected with us. Tonight we're going to talk about peace again and be the peace at your Thanksgiving event with you and your family. And we talked about it a little bit today.
I just spent the last 3 hours reviewing one of your sermons when the lady got healed from Crohn's disease. That's what my son Lauren is suffering with mostly. Crohn's disease resulted in his kidney failure, and I just simply can't convince his kidneys that they got to start working again, and I just can't get him well with my own prayers. He's only 50 years old. That's entirely too young to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray right now again. And his name is, say his name again.
Lauren.
Lauren.
L-O-R-R-I-N.
All right. Let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you that Jesus came, paid the price for our sins, paid the price for sickness, for disease, paid the price so we wouldn't have to live confused, paid the price so that we can have, as Sister Phyllis said a little earlier, so we can have all of God that is available to us. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that your work is already done and that you give us the understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit of how to get a hold of it and receive it and function in it and grow with it and grow from it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak over Lauren right now. Jesus said, it's not me that does the works, but the Father working in me and through me. Father, I can feel your holy anointing oil flowing through me right now. That's not a Pentecostal thing. Thank you, Father. I can feel it. And I speak your word to Lauren's body. Organs receive life. Crohn's disease, your power is broken and crushed and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life and life more abundantly in all of this situation for Lauren. Father, we have seen you work so many times throughout this last year and a half on this community of faith programs, whatever the platform is that we've been on. We've seen you work. We know it's you because we're just humans. We don't have any power in ourselves to get it all done, but you've worked over and over and over. And right now, Brother Dan and I and Sister Phyllis agree together, this thing changes so that Lauren gets to enjoy a normal, happy, wonderful, abundant life that's in you. He can enjoy an abundant life in you. Thank you, Father, that we know our Sister Phyllis has prayed the prayers. But we know it's not when we finally reach 1,037 prayers that you answer. As John said, we know that you have heard our prayers. And we know we have the petition that we ask. Because we know it's not about us. It's about your work that you did, Jesus. And that work has now worked inside of our brother's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father, for a manifestation, the manifestation of your Holy Spirit, healing, transforming, giving life to our brother in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
Aren't you glad to be on the winning side of this thing?
Always. Thank you.
Everybody hang on just a second. I got to say a couple words to my wife. Brother Dan, can you read a verse or sing a song or something? Hang on just a second.
Can sing, huh?
Well, Phyllis, I have his name wrote down. I'm going to keep praying for him.
Thank you.
That's not,
thank you. I appreciate
that,
it.
That's hard when your digestive system and stuff don't work right. Things don't work. There's no... Our hope is in the promises of God, knows that we have that confident assurance, and we will be praying victory over his life.
Well, he does say that he's very seldom in pain unless, like, after dialysis, if they have removed too much fluid, then he'll wind up having cramps in his legs and stuff like that. But this has been going on for 2 years now. And there's so many people would gladly give him a kidney, but the problem with his kidney is like a generic thing, so that all of the family members who would like to give him a kidney can't do it because his body would caused the same problem with their kidney as it had as to his. You understand what I mean by genetic?
Genetic, yes.
So, well, so anyway, I appreciate the prayers, honey.
No.
So you're going to sing me a song while he takes care of conversation with Leanne?
I'm not a very good singer. Haven't been.
Well, neither am I, but I certainly enjoy giving it a try.
You know how this is when you're asked to sing a song, your mind goes blank. let's see.
Hey, Dan, you don't necessarily have to sing a song, all right? it's what I always say to Sister Leanne. You know, sing a song, preach, do something. You guys are the best people. You guys are the best people in the whole world. Well, all right, I guess we'll sing a song then. I love the community of faith. Our faith is so simple here. Our faith is so simple. Thank you guys for your simple faith. Thank you.
Well, what's your favorite verse? You know, what verse do you just lean on every time you want to get close to God, but you don't feel like thinking?
Yeah, you, Dan.
Oh, the one I remember the most is given when I was down in school and I had to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. That's the one that it's always there. It's always a promise.
When that seems to jump in my head all the time. All the time when someone comes to me with a problem. That just seems to be the first thing I think of. Yeah.
No. But there's lots of them, right? That's just the one I think of.
Before when I get the bug, I'd be all worn out.
Now, my favorite verse of the whole chapter of Matthew 6. the farther we get in this is... In doing this program like this and the community of faith, the farther we get into this, the more you just realize, man, the Word of God is so rich and it is so wonderful that all of our lives, every bit of our lives are just filled with, we get to have the fullness of God with us every day. Oh, geez. Everybody wait. Nobody's backing over me. That's not a backup beeper. That's the seatbelt. There we go.
Oh.
But, you know, we get to have the fullness of God in all of our lives. It is absolutely amazing. I think it's one of those things that you see. And then when you realize there's 66 books of them, you know, it's like you said Matthew 6:33, right, Dan?
Right.
Yeah. What did you say yours was, Phyllis?
The chapter of 17th chapter of John.
Yes, ma'am.
Mostly from verse 17 through 26 or something like that.
Yep.
I don't just do one verse at a time.
I, sometimes in our lives, God keeps bringing us back to a specific set of verses and references. And he's doing that because he's trying to tell us something. And if we'll catch on, then we'll sit right down and pay attention and let him say what he's going to say. But I don't know. It took me a long time to wake up to what John chapter 17 was actually saying. But I agree, man. That has quickly this last year become one of my favorite references of the whole Bible. And I don't, you know, now that you're asking me, I'm having trouble putting my finger on a favorite verse.
Well, when I was like 14 years old, I was kind of like shoved in the position of being song leader and Wednesday night Bible class, worship leader, and the whole like president of Wednesday night Bible class. And so we always closed the service out after classes with Jude 24:25. And so, I mean, that verse goes through my mind quite often, even when I'm not even trying to think. I think Sam is getting used to the fact that it's kind of a favorite of mine. I call it the Jude benediction.
Yep. But when you finally get a revelation of a set of verses like that, by that continual application of it, it just transforms your life. It just honestly transforms. You know, now that you say that, one of those verses that did that to me in my life was what my dad would say when he was pastor in the church here in West Branch. When the Sunday school time was over and we were going into the worship time, everybody had gotten back from their Sunday school classes, and my dad would have everyone stand, and then he would speak the verse, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And That verse has stuck with me my whole life as one of those focuses of my life. May the words of my mouth and the meditation. Now, when I was a kid, I actually thought that it actually said, "Amen, you may be seated," right in it, because he always said that after the verse. When I finally got old enough to open the verse up, I'm like, "Hey, wait a minute, it doesn't say amen, you may be seated." That was my dad. But thank God for his goodness in our lives. Now, give me about another 5 minutes here. Brother Dan, if it's possible, could you open up those verses in Philippians and read that again?
Yeah, I can.
Philippians chapter 4.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, I'll give you a minute. You know, Brother Dan done more broadcasting and reading this week than he has the whole time. But here's the thing. You helped me today, brother, be able to make this happen right while we're going down the road, you know. And I got one more thing I want to do, and then we're just going to – we'll finish the program out as long as they let us be on here with the words about peace and how we can be a blessing and a peace to our families.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready? Whenever you're ready, just – yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, let me back up here, ma'am. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which we learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
And I love it so much. And may the God of peace be with you. And all we got to do is keep our hearts and our minds focused on those things which are holy, those things which are just, those things which are pure. And if there be any virtue, and if there be anything praiseworthy, think on these things. And, you know, really, when you really think about it, that is about as easy of a process as you can find right there. Until everything seems to stand right in your face and say, I'm coming to your house today. And you're like, no, don't you come to my house. But glory be to God. Glory be to God that you and I are allowed to have the same peace that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, has.
Right.
He said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. I have overcome this world. And I want to look at those verses now. I can get to my Bible here. You know, this morning, as we were studying and talking about peace, after we said everything we wanted to say, I wanted us to be able to pray for a period of time for everyone to be in and live in peace so that, you know, they would get great strength in their life. Well, then I ran out of signal and we didn't get to finish that prayer. But let's go to John chapter 14. Thank you. And let's go to the first verse, John chapter 14, and let's go down through all the whole chapter. Now, I don't know where to tell you guys to post the verses at, but, you know, hey, do the whole chapter. Now, let's just read the first four verses. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And then he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I love this. That where I am, there you may be also. Now, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Now, when you think about that statement like that, matter of fact, Thomas says it, well, Lord, we don't know where you're going. But Thomas was in his mind. Thomas was in his, I have been with this man every day for 3.5 years, and we have seen the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the lepers cleansed. We've seen him raise the dead, calm the storm, feed the 5,000. And yet here's Jesus now, and Judas just left. Does anybody know where Judas went? I mean, think about what the men were doing that day, sitting there at the table with Jesus. And, you know, you got to know a couple of them looked at each other and like, where did he go? They didn't say it. They just looked at each other with that look like, where did Judas go? And the other guy shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. And yet, here comes Jesus now. The Passover's done. Judas has already gone out. And Satan has filled his life because of his betrayal of Jesus and then his continual betrayal of Jesus. And here's Jesus looking at him saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, Jesus knows what's getting ready to happen to him. He knows. And he's telling him, don't let your heart be troubled. I think of this set of verses like you and me right now, all across America and around the world. There are people and situations that are so messed up with this virus, and people are dying. People have died. But the fear of it is the worst thing, and it's dividing families. People are being angry at one another and allowing it to cause them to say and do things to each other that shouldn't be said over a stupid virus. Why would we divide our families over a virus? If you want to get the shot, get it. If you want to wear a mask, wear it. You know, be at peace. Be at peace. If you don't want me to walk around near you, I won't. Sit over there, I'll sit over here. But I'm going to love you. You're my family. And no virus that most of us are going to survive anyways is going to cause me to live in fear. And then we go from that to the Democrat and the Republican thing that's going on all over the United States of America and the spending bill and all of the stuff that is included in it. Every one of those single items and issues I just named are of absolute importance. However, it's not important to destroy one another. I am determined to be the peace in every situation I go, even though I might be the most radical person in the room for God and for America and the Constitution. I'm going to be the peace and help people be drawn into the peace. And and not now, that's not saying it's going to be easy. Have you ever noticed that? There's always somebody that says, well, maybe I should just pick at you a little bit. No, stop your picking. Quit your picking at me. But let's be the peace. You know, when you think about Jesus, Jesus braided a whip and drove those money changers from the temple. And he was the peace. Everybody was glad he did it. Jesus stood on that storm, stood in the storm on the water, and called Peter out of the boat to him. Jesus was the peace. Jesus stood up in the boat and said, why didn't you guys deal with it? Peace, be still. Peace came. And that peace is what's on the inside of you and me. I think one of my favorite ones of Jesus about peace is when they said, you are out of your mind, and they took him out to the edge of the hill to throw him down off the edge of the hill and stone him, and he just turned around and walked through him, and I don't know if he became invisible, if he became slippery, but nobody could grab a hold of him. And he walked out of that situation and was the peace in that situation. Now, let's go on down. I want to get to these other verses here because I could just go ahead and keep preaching right there in the first four verses, but I don't want to do that because let's go down here. Let's go down to verse 16, and we'll read from 16 down. Wow. Let's read down through 27, 16 through 27. I'm going to read all the way, no preaching. And I will pray the Father. Matter of fact, Dan, why don't you read it all the way? Can you get it? Because I know you'll read it without preaching.
You're right, but all right. You ready?
Yeah, go.
I'll give it a whirl. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Wow. I won't preach. A little while.
Go ahead. Wait. Go ahead. Say it. That's all right.
Well, that means a lot when you look at it in the understanding that you and I've been talking about is God knew us before the foundation of the world, and he knew us before we were even created, before we were formed. So it comes down to being a thought of God, and he set us out in here. He set us into children. And when you think of that, I mean, that's what we are here. I don't care about our age, but we're children. God never left us. Once he sent us down here and gave us life, sent us down here, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He says, call on me, I'll be there. Seek me, you'll find me. I'll be there with you. And then then you get run, in that understanding of it, you run through here and you say, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
Wow.
Just means a lot. It's pretty powerful.
Wow.
See, it's a right understanding. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him.
Wow.
He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
I don't know if anybody else can see it, but you could sit right there and talk about that for another couple hours and what you just read.
Easy. Easy. Just on the understanding of who I am and how faithful he is.
Think about it, man. How many times in those verses did they use the word Father? Because it's like you said, I will not leave you an orphan. I will come to you. And the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. And we are not orphans. We are the children of Almighty God. We literally have our Father living on the inside of us. And certainly the disciples didn't understand it that day, what Jesus was saying. But they sure did understand it after the Holy Spirit came on them. And
yes,
it changed their life forever, because now the Father is not only on them through Jesus, but now he's in them, in their own lives. How absolutely amazing that is. And Jesus said, verse 26, the Helper, whom the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. It's because he's in us.
Yes.
It's not hard for him to teach us when he's on the inside of us. And he's going to bring it to our remembrance. Well, then Jesus said, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, says, peace I
leave with you now. I leave my peace with you. That means that peace is on the inside of us because Jesus is, and the Spirit of peace is in us. Our Father made us peacemakers. And now, wherever we go, we get to be the peace. We get to be it. It's our responsibility. It's our joy. It's the fulfillment of our life. Go ahead.
I was just agreeing.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. This has been a great program. Now, I don't know how much longer I get to stay on here, but it says that I'm now off the air.
Well, you're here.
So, as is normally the case around here, they're telling me I'm off the air long before I'm actually off the air. But we've been on here long enough tonight already. And what I enjoy about this, Sister Phyllis, is that you led the way of everyone else to come and be with us. Thank you so much for doing that, ma'am.
My pleasure.
Because nobody is going to be able to say anything about they didn't understand. Because we're going to say, Sister Phyllis was with us. And if you need to figure out how to do it, call her.
All I did was dial your number.
It's that simple, isn't it?
That simple.
It's that simple. And what a powerful tool that anybody from around the whole world, because they can use Skype to do this. Anybody around the whole world, literally Julian and Vimala, could be on the phone with us, on the program with us right now.
That's it.
Now that right there is an amazing thing. And thank God for the opportunity to do it. Well, guys, I think since it says I'm done, I might as well have a very professional, very effective close rather than just disappearing.
That'll be good.
That'll
be good.
It's so funny.
I...
Before the other one that I did an hour early, right when it went live, I'm like, oh, no, look what time it is. And the clock in the car said 7 o'clock, which is when we go live in North Dakota. And then when I couldn't find anybody, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I was just an hour early. Hallelujah. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak right now over every one of the members, every one of our brothers and sisters who are a part of the community of faith. We speak over their families right now in Jesus' name. We speak over everyone that's traveling in a car, flying in a plane, riding on a train, boat, whatever they're doing, even a donkey up the side of a mountain somewhere. Bless them with faith, hope, love, courage. Bless them with your... We thank you that you do bless them, because they walk with you, with the angels of the Lord that surrounds them and protects them and keeps them safe in all of their ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, bless our community of faith. Help us, Lord, to go to the next level where we're reaching into every community where we live and blessing people with this message of faith and this message of hope and this message of your love that carries us from grace to grace, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from your blessing to the next blessing, from this understanding to the next one. Thank you for our brothers and sisters that are so faithful. Lord, those that tonight couldn't get hooked up and they felt discouraged about it or just confused, we speak peace to them. Thank you. All day, every day, that we will be together as a family. And we will help one another truly make it and be strong. We say this now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say this according to the holy word of God. We say it by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. You got anything else to say, folks?
That was very nice. It was very short, and I'll just have to review one of my saved sermons from you and go ahead and have communion, because I'm not going to skip communion.
Right. And I'm not going to skip communion, but I have nothing with me. I don't know what my deal is tonight. I'm not prepared in that. I don't even have anything in my car to eat to make it happen. But you take that communion, and for every one of you who would normally receive communion with us, I'm not skipping. I know that in a matter of I don't know how much longer this thing's going to just disappear. And so I'd just as soon make a clean break and say, I love you guys. And then thank you, Sister Phyllis. Turn on a program from before and take communion.
Yeah. Good night.
I received what you said, Phyllis. I received it. You wasn't my mom, but I sure felt like you were my mom. So, all right. Bless you,
Phyllis. I'll listen in tomorrow.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye now.
Brother Dan, love you, man. Thanks for your help.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Well, hey, Phyllis, I do mean it. It was good to hear you. Now I'll know. Someday I'm going to meet that voice again. I'll be able to say hi to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Till we see you again, that's what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen and amen.